We welcome you to the holy Dan Nivartan Kund. This very beautiful place in the Govardhan Parikrama is so very holy, so very sacred, that our Prayojana Acharya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, wrote an entire book about Dana Nivartan Kund. So many people, as they do the Govardhan Parikrama, they pass by and not even recognize this holy place. I will speak again what I said, because now you can hear. Our Prayojana Acharya Raghunath Das Goswami wrote an entire book about this holy place, Dan Nivartan Kund. Therein, in very brief summary, Vasudev arranged for Bhaguri Muni to perform a yajna for the protection of Krishna Balaram. The yajna was taking place at Govinda Kund. Shukshmadi, the pet parrot of Srimati Radharani, informed her of this most auspicious ceremony. So Srimati Radharani, along with her very close associates, were bringing pots of ghee and other such milk products for the purpose of the yajna. At least that was their excuse. In actuality, whatever they did was always to make Krishna's beautiful pastimes more and more pleasing. Krishna's parrot informed him that Srimati Radharani was on her way to Govinda Kund. So here, Krishna, again in the role of a toll collector, blocked the path with his friends. That being appointed by Kandarpa, Krishna is Madan Mohan, the supreme Kandarpa, being appointed by Kandarpa, I have come to extract the taxes that you owe. So many times you pass this way with the goods of milk products, ghee and butter and yogurt, and all of these days you have not paid any tax to the king. Today you must pay. A beautiful debate took place between Radharani and her friends and Krishna and his friends. And ultimately Krishna told one of his friends to calculate exactly how much the gopis owed. Krishna told that each gopi must give 5 handfuls of diamonds for the milk products that they have in their pots. And Srimati Radharani must pay special taxes for every beautiful limb of her body. And he went into great detail of exactly what the payment was for each particular beautiful aspect of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani just ignored Krishna and tried to pass, but he blocked. And then there was a beautiful discussion. The entire book is about this discussion. Raghunath Das Goswami describes Nandimukhi, one of the very principal gopis of Vrindavan, arrived at the scene. What is this quarrel? Please tell me, can I help? And she heard about everything, and she was absolutely amazed. Such a wonderful, astonishing pastime of love is taking place here at Govardhan. She said, actually, they have to get to this yajna. So let them leave, and I promise you, tomorrow they will return at the same time, same place, to pay the toll. So Krishna released them. The next day, hundreds of gopis came early, and they were hiding. And when Krishna and gopas, that were only a few, they came thinking they will perform their lila. As soon as they arrived, the gopis surrounded them, even tied their sikas to trees. And Lalita Gopi, she told Krishna that Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari, and your cows have been eating the grass of Vrindavan, and you and your cowherd boys have been trampling the grass of Vrindavan for so many days, so you owe tolls. Krishna said, but I have nothing. So the gopis told him, then you should submit yourself at the lotus feet of Vrindavaneshwari Sri Radharani. And Krishna, in this place, Danivartan Kund, Krishna begged forgiveness from Radharani for all the tax pastimes in which he harassed her and bowed down, accepting her to be Vrindavaneshwari. This beautiful story reveals the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching us the power of bhakti. People think to have wealth, to have influence, to have reputation is something great. And people who understand that that's really a miserable condition. Krishna tells in Gita that the pleasures of the mind and senses in this world are sources of misery. Yehi samsparsha jagoga dukha jonaya evate atyanta vanta konteya nate shudamate buddha. A wise person does not delight in these petty pleasures of mind and senses. Even if you can conquer the universe like Ravana or Hiranyakashipu, there can be no real peace or satisfaction. Therefore, people take to the yogic process to try to attain peace. Yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, dharana, dhyana, samadhi, various processes of gradual development until finally we could come to the platform of complete engrossment, complete exclusive concentration on Brahman beyond material modes of nature. And others take to the process of jnana to achieve mukti or liberation from all material desires and attachments. But Rupa and Raghunath, they taught us something billions of times higher. Anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karamanya navritam anukulyena krishna nushilanam bhaktarutama. That pure devotional service is so high and so deep. In order to achieve it, we have to completely give up all desire for karma. That means for gross and subtle material enjoyment. We have to give up all desires for mystic powers or yogic perfections. We even have to give up all desires for impersonal liberation, mukti. If you desire mukti, which Haridas Thakur claimed to be only an insignificant byproduct of bhakti, if you desire that mukti, bhakti is unattainable. Pure devotional service is not contaminated by anything other than the favorable execution of service for the pleasure of Krishna. Bhaktya mama vijanati yavan yascha smitatvataha. Therefore, Krishna, one can only achieve the kingdom of God through devotion, bhakti. And this is very important, because the material world, there are so many agents of Maya promising us happiness or relief from distress through various material arrangements. And 98% at the least of the entire world's population is engrossed in following that path. And then there are so many yogis and sadhus and swamis and gurus and other types of religionists who are teaching us through asana, through dhyana, through various other techniques, how to live more peacefully, how to live in this world and be at peace with yourself and be at peace with others, and realize that great feeling of peace within yourself. But from the point of view of pure devotional service, that is, if we follow them, we will be cheated. If we have any inclination toward what they are teaching, we will be cheated. And there are those who teach us to renounce everything, become sannyasis, study the Vedic literatures very scrutinizingly, perform your meditation and your worship of the deity, and you will attain liberation. In India, the vast majority of people on the path of some spiritual process, this is what they are following. Either Astanga Yoga, or Karma Kanda, or Jnana Kanda. But Rupa Goswami teaches, Anya Bilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmanya Navidam. Anukulena Krishna Nushilanam Bhaktirutama. The whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is more or less a purport to that verse. That we have to give up all desires for anything except favorable devotional service which will please Krishna. Anything else is a contamination, it is a disturbance. Because nothing else will attract Krishna, the all-attractive, who is Bhaktivatsal. When he shows us his affection to us by our sincere effort to engage in the known 9 processes of devotional service, then by his grace, the love of our heart awakens. Srimati Radharani is the proprietor of the divine love. Devotional service is her energy. When we engage sincerely in devotional service, we are actually coming, Krishna explains, we are Daivihi Shugunamai Mamamayadura. When we surrender to Krishna, we are liberated from the material energy. We come under the control of the spiritual energy. And Srimati Radharani is the controller, the Hladini Shakti of Krishna's spiritual energy, the energy of love. And that is what Vrindavan is about. Surrendering our hearts at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani by following the path of bhakti. And Raghunath Das Goswami has established so beautifully by revealing one of the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Here at Dana Nivartan Kund, this sweet leela is taking place eternally. Which manifests to the world the supreme glory of Srimati Radha's love. So let us all strive as the servant of the servant of the servant to take shelter of her love by practicing devotional service as our exclusive goal and purpose in life. We come to Vrindavan to beg for that we may exclusively dedicate our body, mind, words, and life for the loving service of the Lord. Let that be our prayer here at Dana Nivartan Kund. And let that be our prayer during our circumambulation of Govardhan Hill as we are chanting the holy names. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. Oh. Someone could go down and throw the Charanamrit, the sacred waters. Maybe someone can do for everyone. Thank you very, very much.